Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Logo appears for Giornati degli Autori. Logo appears for Films Boutique. The screen goes black, words appear. Netflix presents. The screen goes black. A Freibeuter film production. Sponsored by the Austrian Film Institute and the Vienna Film Fund. Made with the support of Orfilm, Firenze am Kommen. A film by Sudabe Mortize. In a small room, a shirtless man sits plucking a chicken. He dismembers the chicken. Subtitles.
Move the firewood quickly. A witch cannot kill a baby without the Iroko tree knowing.
The man stands. He squeezes the chicken.
As I have said, so shall it be.
Beside him, a young woman stands watching. The man dips the beak of the chicken into a small pot. Subtitles.
Trees and wind make a rhythm. As I said at night, I said in the day.
The man holds a blade to the foot of the chicken. The young woman watches. The man pulls something from inside the chicken. He places it in a bowl.
Kneel down.
The young woman kneels beside him.
If I call the police on my master, this shrine shall kill me. If I use witchcraft against my master, this shrine shall kill me.
The man eats. The young woman touches her forehead with her fingertips.
So shall it be, as I said at night, I said in the day. A witch cannot kill a baby without the Iroko tree knowing. If anyone wants to harm me because I am in Europe, this shrine shall kill them.
The woman leans into the shrine. She touches her forehead with her fingertips.
Move the firewood quickly. Let it rub, let it stick, as I said at night, I said in the day. She has taken the oath. Take a drink to them. Protect her from the living and from the dead. Here, drink it.
The young woman drinks from a plastic bottle.
When you eat, you drink. Trees and wind make a rhythm.
They move to a window.
Sit down.
The young woman sits. The man plucks at her hairline. He rubs at her hairline with his thumb.
A witch cannot kill a baby without the Iroko tree knowing. Trees and wind make a rhythm. I need your finger and toenails.
She clips her fingernails. The man rubs her back.
Toenails too.
The young woman clips her toenails. The man unwraps a razor blade. The woman leans forward as the man cuts off a piece of hair from the back of her head. He wraps string around a small package.
Okay, anytime. When you're able to pay the debt.
Yes.
When you have paid the debt, tell your mother to come collect this.
Yes, sir.
This stays here. If you don't pay, you know.
I will pay.
That is what I need you here for.
So,
to make sure you pay up. If you have problems in Europe, let me know.
Still let me know.
Yes.
So I will help you if you pay. If you don't pay, I will pursue you.
He breaks the string off the package. He gives the woman a chicken.
Twirl it around 7 times.
She twirls the chicken around her head.
Get up and throw it out.
She throws the chicken out the window. The man moves to the wall with a two-pronged object.
Quick!
He hammers the object to the wall.
Come and take this. Spit on it. Hit it hard.
She hammers the object with a rock.
Hit it. No man will harm me. No police. Be it in Germany, Italy, France, or Spain. Quick, even if it takes day and night. Any problems with the police or any other? Spit it out, spit it out. Any witchcraft in my mother's house or in my father's house, bind them all here. Be it in my mother's or father's house, bind it here. As I have said, so shall it be.
She spits on the object and steps away from the wall. The screen goes black. The title appears. Joy. The screen goes black. Night. A woman stands on an urban side street. She has blonde hair and wears a gold dress. She looks from side to side. She walks towards the curb. She watches as a vehicle drives past. She looks at three men across the street. Subtitles.
Go talk to that one. No. Not a fucking blackie, man. Should have gone with the one before.
The woman walks down the street. Other women are gathered on the curb. At the far end of the street, the headlights of a vehicle appear. A white sedan approaches. It stops beside the group of women. One of the women walks up to the passenger window.
No, you're not my type.
The vehicle drives up to the woman in the gold dress.
Hello?
Hello.
How much?
50.
Okay, get in.
The woman gets in the car beside an older man. The car pulls away. It passes other women on the curb. Later, the woman walks down the same street. A pair of cork wedge sandals hang from her left hand. She puts on the sandals. She looks in a compact mirror as she puts on lipstick. At the curb, a young woman in a yellow t-shirt sits on a bench. The woman in the gold dress appears a distance away.
Stand up.
The young woman slowly stands. She steps to the curb as the headlights of a vehicle approach. The SUV stops beside the woman in the gold dress. She walks around to the passenger side. She gets into the SUV. It drives past the young woman in the yellow t-shirt. She watches it go and sits back down. Later, dawn is breaking. On the side street, the woman in the gold dress collects her things. She throws a bag over her shoulder. She takes off her blonde wig. She walks as the young woman in the yellow t-shirt joins her. Later, dawn, the two women wait at a bus shelter. The young woman sits as the older woman puts on a hoodie. The older woman peels off her false eyelashes. She digs in her bag and gets out a package of wipes. She pulls out a wipe and rubs at her eyes. Later, in a moving bus, the older woman counts cash. She snaps her fingers at the young woman across from her. The young woman reaches into her side pocket. She hands over a few bills to the older woman. The older woman has a scowl on her face. She reaches down. She puts her bag on her lap. The young woman looks out the window. Later, the two women walk along an urban street. Behind them, a man maneuvers a delivery trolley. The street is lined with trucks and tables. A man approaches the women pulling a trolley stacked with trays of produce. He passes by them. An apartment foyer. The women walk past a wall of mailboxes. They enter a door and step down a few steps into a hallway up to an apartment door. They enter the dark apartment. The older woman walks through the apartment. She stops, puts down her bag, and adjusts something on her wrist. She removes it. The young woman appears beside her. She pulls back a curtain. They pass by a bed. A person moves under the sheets. Both women move to a metal bunk bed. The older woman takes off her hoodie. The younger woman takes off her pants. She climbs up into the top bunk. She gets under a sheet and lays down. The older woman leaves the room. A bathroom. The older woman closes frosted glass doors. She towels her face as she moves to a mirror. She turns on a light. She towels her shoulders. She wipes her face. She stops and looks at herself in the mirror. Later, she pushes numbers on a telephone. She holds the receiver to her ear.
Hello?
She stands in a telephone stall.
It's me, Joy. I'm here with Precious. Is her family there? Okay, mom. Please give them the phone.
Joy steps out of the stall. She ushers Precious inside. Joy moves to a sales counter.
Hello. I'd like to send money to Nigeria.
She opens her bag. The sound of Precious on the phone.
Yes, Mom, yes. How much? 200.
A woman behind the counter takes the cash.
How is everyone?
Joy remains at the counter. Joy walks back to the telephone stall.
Yes, Mom. Even if the journey was very, very, very hard, we had to go inside a boat. Just imagine me that cannot swim inside a boat. Then when the boat capsized, I couldn't... I thought it was already dead. That's what I was thinking. I was already thinking, okay... But thank God, just thank God for the safe journey. I cannot send more money this month, but from next month I will send the money. Yes, because I have a lot of expenses this month. I really miss you guys. Yes, give me to him.
Hello? God, your voice has changed. Oh, you have missed you so much. Yes. Oh my God, this place is very, very beautiful. Everywhere is beautiful. Nice.
Light is always here 24 hours. Non-stop. They never take the light. Just imagine how cool it would be. Me too. I miss you too. Don't worry. I'm going to send something to you next month. I'll send a present. Mom is going to give it to you.
The apartment. Joy and Precious watch TV with several women.
No, but these days they don't follow up what you put on, you know? This girl, you know what
I'm saying?
Enough! Mama, me.
You don't want to talk to me, you don't
get it. Being the personal assistant of a celebrity, you're a celebrity too. Yes, of course, because you're with her 24/7, wherever she is. But not with this kind of arrogant person. Precious.
Precious is offered food. She shakes her head.
Come eat. Our baby of the house. Precious, what's up? What happened? You didn't work yesterday. She's thinking about money. She didn't work? Please leave Precious alone, our baby in the house.
Joy.
She was just sitting all night. Sitting all night. She was just sitting there looking at me, watching me.
In the next room, a young man enters the apartment. Several of the women leave the TV room as he enters.
Yes.
He snaps his fingers at a woman. She leaves the room. He picks up the remote. The TV turns off. He looks at Precious on the couch.
Move.
She gets up and leaves the room. Another woman enters as a man arrives with an older woman. They enter the TV room.
What's up?
Good morning, Ma.
Welcome.
Good
morning. Ma sits down. In the next room, a woman opens a desk drawer. She takes out something wrapped in a plastic bag. Joy takes something from a bag. She walks into the TV room. She shoves Precious into a line before Ma. A young girl stands before a seated Ma. A man counts cash.
Complete.
He hands the cash to a woman beside Ma.
Yeah.
Another woman steps before Ma.
Bleble. How are you?
I'm fine.
She gives Ma cash.
Your money feels light today. No, Ma, it's not light. You trust your girl. You always look radiant. No, you're the pretty one.
Another woman steps forward.
Welcome.
How are you?
Ma takes cash.
You hear from your parents at home? Is the money complete?
Yes. You hear from your mom?
No.
You're not here?
No.
I'll get you a card so you can call them.
The man counts the cash.
Complete.
Okay.
The woman steps away. Another woman steps forward.
Good afternoon.
She gives Ma a plastic bag.
Good afternoon.
What is it?
This?
Your money?
Crayfish
money? What's in
here?
I did my job and I'm giving you the money. Does it matter how? Don't you see how the others give it to me? It's not my problem. I'm giving it to you.
The way I want to give you that.
The money is correct. You can do that when you're a madam.
Thank you. I tell you, say
we'll see about that.
Joy and Precious step forward. Joy hands Ma cash.
Madam, this is your money, Ada?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it complete?
Yes.
Okay.
Ma hands the money to the man. Joy gives a few bills to Ma.
For Precious,
give her the money to give me.
Precious steps forward.
What is this?
Did they tie your mouth?
What is this?
Money.
How much be this?
250.
What was the agreement?
Joy looks at Ma.
This one, 1,000.
Madam, don't worry. She will try harder next time. She just came 1 week ago. She's new. She's trying to learn.
Of course she will learn.
She couldn't do better more than this.
Of course you will learn. Give her the money to give me. You are not a messenger.
Joy rolls her eyes. Ma to Precious.
Do you know how many girls want to be in this position you are? I am trying to do my best to see that you people have a good life. I brought you from Africa to this place for you to have a good life.
Ma, please. This job is too hard for me to do.
I don't want to do this job, please, ma. Any other job. I can clean, I can cook, I can wash clothes, I can do anything. I can even clean your house, please. Any other job.
Too hard? Before you come here, you know what you're coming to do. You don't tell me you don't know what to do. You wanted to come to Europe. Now you are in Europe. So you have to work and give me my money. You lie.
Like it or not, you are a prostitute now. You have to pay me my money.
You are owing me 60,000 euros.
That's why I said I can do another job, not this job, any job but this one.
Madam.
Joy steps forward.
I beg. Please collect this one. I'll make sure that she balances 1,000 from next week.
Of course, you will really try your best. Because if she don't pay me, you are going to pay the money.
But why?
Why? You don't know. I gave you the responsibility to take care of her.
I can barely pay myself. You want me to pay for two?
Joy, stop arguing with me. Enough of your nonsense.
Ma looks to the bodyguard.
Come.
The guard leads Precious into the bedroom. Another man follows. Joy turns to watch as Precious is pinned onto the bed. Joy turns away. Joy turns to look, but turns away again, her hand to her mouth.
No! 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 No!
Near Joy, two other women, silent.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no,
Joy looks down. She puts her hand to her mouth. Joy drops her hand. Joy looks up and shakes her head. Joy turns her head towards the bedroom. Nearby, a woman shifts in her chair. Joy turns away. She looks down at Ma on the couch. Ma stares straight ahead. Nearby, a woman shifts in her chair. Behind Joy in the bedroom, one of the men can be seen holding down Precious. Joy looks down. She wipes her face. She looks towards a window. Behind Joy in the bedroom, the man releases Precious. He walks out of the room, followed by the other man. Joy watches them walk away. A hair salon. Precious sits as her hair is braided.
What about makeup? You get any idea, like, makeup will be used for her, like, you know? Something to bring out the more, like, the shape of her face. I want something that will, you know, pop her color out. Make her look more sexy, more beautiful.
Yeah, that one will give her the color, the fashion fair.
Joy and the female hairstylist, subtitles.
Or opera.
Black opera.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll try that one. And lipstick?
We have this Medicare lipstick or the classic.
Joy holds up a dress on a hanger. She looks across the salon.
Precious. Come.
Hairstylist.
Listen, wait. Okay, we should go. Come.
Precious stands up from the salon chair. She walks over to Joy.
Come on, try this on. Go in there, put these on.
Precious walks away with the dress.
Don't waste my time. Be fast.
Joy reaches down to pick up a pair of gold high-heel sandals. She looks across the salon at the two female hairdressers as they clean up around the salon chair. Joy holds the gold shoes. She looks across the room at Precious.
Hurry up. Come.
Come on, try these shoes on.
The hairdressers watch as Precious walks in the dress.
Hold the dress down. The shoes are fine. Try them with the shoes first.
Precious tries on the shoes.
Oh.
Precious stands up. She walks in the shoes as she throws her long braids behind her head. Joy watches.
Walk with those.
Precious.
Precious, don't fall from those.
The hairdressers watch. Joy grabs Precious.
Stand here. Stand like this. Look at me.
Precious looks at Joy. She stands erect.
Now move.
Move. First of all, you
now
stand
chest
slowly.
Out.
Oh yeah, move.
Yeah, catwalk, you're on stage.
Stop. Turn around. Start again. Go down, start again.
Precious walks across the room.
Now chest out.
Stand straight.
Precious stands straight.
Your shoulders up. I'm not saying you should look at the ceiling.
Stand normal.
Stand normally.
Oh, yeah.
Slowly. Yeah, slowly.
Hairdressers.
She's not happy.
This
thing's worth 10 million. You can see she's doing it because she sees money.
She's had money and she's working well.
Turn around.
Precious turns around. She makes her way back towards Joy. She plops down into a chair.
Why are you sitting? Do you think you are joking here? You think you are here to play? Stand up and walk. You have to put yourself together and get used to it because you have to start paying your money. I cannot be paying for myself and paying for you. This is serious. This is not a joke. You have to start getting used to these things.
This job is the hardest job ever. How can you sleep with so many different men? You don't even know them.
We don't look at the faces. You think about where you are going because you have a goal. Don't look at the faces. You look at the money. You target your goal. You concentrate on what you want to get. This is why you need to start working now, so that you have the experience. You know how to manipulate this man to get the money. And if you are lucky, you might even get someone who is nice to you and will help you pay off the debts before you know it.
Precious looks up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll try.
Of course you have to.
And thank you for protecting me from her. I'm sorry I got you into trouble.
I promise not to do it again.
Don't thank me. Because from now on, I can't defend you anymore. You have to start paying your money by yourself. And I give you a piece of advice. In this game, it's the survival of the fittest. That means if I have to kill you to pay off my debts, I will. If I have to steal from you, I'll do that. And I don't trust you, so don't trust me either. Only trust yourself.
Precious looks down. She stands up and looks in the mirror.
I'll give you something. You put this on whenever you go to the streets. It will bring you luck.
Precious takes the object from Joy. She looks in the mirror as she smears color on her lips. Joy watches her. Precious rubs her lips together. She looks up at Joy, reflected in the mirror. The screen goes black. Inside a church hall. Congregants move and gesture to the music. Joy, small children bounce and dance to the music. The minister kneels beside the podium.
Let us lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ above every other name, that
Joy struggles to control the children. She sits down beside them.
Is worthy of all worship, is worthy of all adoration, is faith in the heavenlies. Please accept our worship. Please accept our worship. Please accept our worship. Please accept our worship. For in Jesus' mighty name we have worshiped.
Amen.
For in Jesus' mighty name we have worshiped.
Precious says, Amen.
For in Jesus' name we have worshiped.
Amen.
Subtitles. Whatever disaster, whatever sorrow, whatever failure, whatever regret, whatever accidents, whatever evil on any person that I've left for this year, I will not be a partaker in the name of the Lord. They will not locate my house. They will not locate my name in the name of the Lord.
Whatever sorrow, whatever shame, whatever failure, whatever accident.
Joy stands. Eyes closed, she mouths words.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Joy's little girl eats potato chips. The younger child holds out her hand.
Be released unto me in the name of Jesus. Be released unto me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Later, the congregation files out. Joy sits with her children. She unzips a wallet. A woman walks past.
Hello, sister. How are you?
Joy smiles. She looks in her wallet as the children play. She gives cash to a woman next to her. Subtitles.
I'll need an extra 20 euros for the kindergarten.
Joy takes a bill from her wallet. She gives it to the woman.
Okay.
Say bye to mommy.
Chioma kisses Joy.
Bye. Chi? Bye-bye.
Joy watches the woman leave with the children.
Bye. Chioma, Chi, say bye-bye to mommy.
Bye.
Chi?
Say bye to mommy.
Joy throws kisses.
Bye.
They are gone. Joy sits alone. She zips up her white purse. Now Joy lays on her back. A woman appears in a white medical smock. She stands at a window with horizontal blinds, her back to Joy. Joy turns her head towards the woman. The woman moves to Joy's feet. She sits down. She positions a lamp aimed at Joy.
Slide down a bit towards me.
Joy slides down, her legs open.
Thank you. And now relax.
Joy lays back as the doctor works, her face only visible.
Just hold on, please. Great. We're all done, thanks. You can get dressed.
Joy sits as the doctor inserts a needle in her right arm. She looks down, then turns away. She looks back down. The doctor removes a tourniquet.
Okay.
A cotton ball.
Press firmly for a little while.
Joy watches as the doctor puts a vial of blood in a stand. The doctor removes her gloves. She sits at a computer screen. She opens a leaflet. Stamps it once. Stamps it again. And signs it. She hands the leaflet to Joy.
So, see you again in 6 weeks.
Okay.
Night. The urban side street, the silhouette of Precious in high heels. Headlights appear as a car turns onto the street. The car slows as it nears Precious. She approaches the passenger window, but the car drives on. The car approaches Joy, now in her blonde wig. She watches as it moves further down the street. Joy turns back towards Precious. Behind Joy, a silver car slowly approaches from the other direction. It drives past her and stops beside Precious.
Evening.
Hello.
You can do something for me.
Okay.
Precious walks around the vehicle to the passenger side. She gets in the car. The car drives away. Joy is left on the curb. The apartment. Precious gets made up by Efe.
Precious want to go and meet that guy. First day I saw you with.
Hey, which guy? That one that have garlic bread. God forbid.
Garlic bread.
Precious, you're mad. They'll beat you.
They'll beat you.
While I was talking to him, the garlic was possessing my brain. But you spent time with him yesterday.
But you liked someone. You liked his money.
It's the money.
Precious said she's not in it for the body. She's in it for the money.
You spent time with him yesterday. You spent no less than...
He paid very well. That's the reason why, if not, I was holding myself not to vomit. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Is that bad?
I wanted to ask him if he ever brushed his teeth.
Let me not be rude.
I want to highlight you. Highlight me. I'm going to be shining.
Not highlight. Highlight.
Highlight. Yes.
That one will be your highlight. She will be very beautiful.
Me too.
Yeah. Wow.
The power of makeup. I know it'll be perfect. You're supposed to buy the drinks for the party. Now that you make more money, how do I make more money?
Shut up!
You are the hottest babe now. What's that?
Of course. No, how ugly that.
Y'all is not defined. You say Papa is a defined man.
Defined to the essence, it's not beautiful, Andrew.
Later in the kitchen, Faith washes dishes. In the next room, the women dance. Sits on the couch. She watches silent as the women dance. Precious takes her hand, inviting her to dance. Joy declines as she raises her hand. On the TV, men dance in a music video. The video ends.
Whoa,
whoa,
whoa.
A woman at the side of the room dances, bouncing her shoulders. The women dance as a video plays on the TV, dancers in a jungle setting. Gets up off the couch. She makes her way through the party. She goes to the front door, letting in two men.
Hello.
Hi, darling. This is my friend Chris. Hi, nice meeting you.
Hello.
Joy leads the men into the party. The older blonde man takes off his jacket. The man puts his jacket on a chair. He follows Joy into the next room. She shuts the curtains. Chris watches the women dance. One of them pulls him into the group. He smiles and dances. On the edge of a bed with Joy.
I hope you didn't give them my name. I hope you didn't tell them anything about me. Like,
this is only name.
No names, no police.
You should have asked me first if I want to, because I don't want to have anything to do with the police. Like, I don't want any trouble. I don't want to get into any trouble with the police, with my madame, you know. You should ask me before you do something like this. Why would you even...
I want to help you. I want you to stay here. Problems.
Yes, I know, but you should ask me, you know, before you make an appointment for me. Do you know if I want to go there? I don't want to get into trouble with the police, really. And my madame, too. I don't want to get, because if she hears this, it's going to be a very big problem for me.
I know, but they guaranteed that no police are involved.
Dass da keine Polizei involviert ist.
And they guaranteed that no one will know about it.
Niemand erfährt irgendwas.
Not your name, nothing. We'll go there during the day, and I'll have your back. I don't want anything bad to happen to you.
I know you're trying to help, but you should at least ask me, you know?
Daytime, Precious cleans the TV room. Gift walks by, passing Joy in the bathroom, putting on a wig. Precious and Efe.
Precious, don't be so noisy. I'm trying to clean the mess you guys left on the floor. Look at the way you just threw stuff on the floor. Little kids wouldn't even make a mess like this. Watch what you do, Precious. What kind of thing is this?
In the bathroom, Joy puts on earrings. In the living room, Efe and Precious.
Move your leg. Don't sweep my leg. Move your leg now.
In the bathroom, Joy turns to see who has entered the apartment.
Madam, good morning.
Good morning.
Ma approaches.
Where are you going all dressed up? I want to get some things from the shop. Food stuff.
Joy flattens her hair.
With your hair and everything?
Do you need to be so beautiful to go to supermarket just to buy things here? Are you sure you are not going to your boyfriend's place?
Madam, I don't have a boyfriend.
Good morning.
Precious.
Auntie Joy, please remember...
Joy, please remember to buy toilet paper. We're almost out.
Two.
That green one. Don't buy the blue one.
The green one.
The green one is very soft. And please, what's the name of that thing again? I forgot the name. It makes the bathroom whiter. That's finished, too. Please buy some.
That's finished. Please buy it. Don't forget, please.
Don't forget, please. Please buy it.
Okay.
Precious walks away. Joy stands at the bathroom mirror. She checks behind her towards the TV room, Precious with Ma.
What about the other girls?
It's still morning. They're still sleeping.
An office. A woman sits across from Joy.
If someone speaks against the madam, if someone speaks against her madam, not me, like a friend. So is there any guarantee that at the end of the procedure, that something positive is going to be out? Like maybe she will get like a working permit or a visa, you know, permit to stay here. Is there any guarantee for this?
Unfortunately, there is no guarantee. Not 100% guarantee. But there is the possibility to try to achieve that you can stay, that the person that sues a madame can stay and can remake her life.
Why
here.
Should someone make a sacrifice for other people? Because me speaking out is to stop it from happening to other girls. Then what happens to me? Then I should get sacrificed for someone else? Is that the point? One person has to sacrifice for the rest people or what?
Yeah, this stays a dilemma, that's true. And you know, you don't have so many options. That's part of the problem. You've got asylum negative.
Yes, but my question, the main point now is, if the government doesn't grant this person a visa or a permit to stay or a working permit, and if this person cannot stay and has to go back to Nigeria, so what's the point of going through all this risk? What's the gain? What's the point? Because you still have to go back to Nigeria anyway, and your family are in a big danger. You are in danger. They know your house. They know everything about you. The family are there. Your family is there. The madam's people, they are there. Everyone is there. And the juju priest is there. Everything is still going to work against you. So tell me, what's the point?
Beside Joy, the older blonde man from the party.
Juju. What does that mean?
Juju.
Juju is widely practiced in Nigeria. It's a religious practice that is unfortunately abused by some priests. Women are taken there to swear an oath. In the oath they say, okay, if you take me to Europe, I'll pay back the money for the journey and never collaborate with the police. The juju priest usually keeps a bag with intimate parts of the woman who swore the oath, or a photo, which he keeps with him. As long as she's not paid it off, she's bound to the oath. This has huge consequences for the women, because many believe so strongly in it that it can break them.
Joy sits, silent. From a distance, a school playground, children climb and play on the equipment. Behind a metal fence, Joy watches her children. Chioma goes down a slide. At the bottom, a female staffer helps her. Joy watches from behind the fence. A streetcar passes behind her. Night, the urban side street, Joy changes her shoes. She wears a leather jacket and her blonde wig. She unzips a small black purse. She gets out a compact and opens it. She checks her makeup in the small mirror. Further down the street, Precious in high heels, in silhouette. Joy looks down the street. A black car passes by her. Precious on the phone.
You know the way this job is hard. You know how hard this job is. That's what I'm trying to do. I still do the job. I try my best. How do you expect me to? I don't even work in the bank, you know. How do you expect me to have that kind of money?
Joy listens on a phone.
Oh, is that what the agreement you are giving out?
What happened?
Oh, okay, no problem. Call Madame and tell her that you want me to give her her own money to you. No problem. Just tell her that one.
Okay.
People are doing, no problem. If people are doing, go ask them. See, why are you even stressing me at all?
To the hospital.
Precious is in the next phone stall.
My mates pay their own money.
Go on, ask them for it. What do you want me to do now? I'm working hard here. I have to pay madam.
Okay, I will try and send you. I mean, 5 million naira is a lot of money. I don't have that kind of money now. But I will try and send you the one that I have now so that you can start the treatment immediately. I don't want him to go through any stress, any suffer. I don't want him to suffer more than he is doing already.
I mean...
Joy listens on the phone.
I'm not sure what you're saying. interesting at all. Need more what? Need more what?
So without the money, they cannot commence the treatment.
I don't plug money from three. How do you expect me? I told you.
Okay, I will send you the one I have so that you can start treating him immediately. I don't know how I will get the rest, but yeah, I will try. I don't know. I have no idea how I will come up with the rest, but I will just bring the one that I have now, and you start, and then I will, yeah, think of how to come up with the rest.
Joy stands at the sales counter. Precious comes out of the stall. She approaches the counter.
I don't know what is wrong with these people. Neighbor's daughter brought money, bought a car, everything. I don't know what they expect me to do.
Go and sell myself.
As if I came to Europe to buy a car.
Joy signs a form. Precious counts cash.
She even said that this job is not hard. I should sleep with more men, like the others do. I tell her it's a horrible job. She says it's not that hard.
Sales agent.
Send 600 euros?
Yeah.
It's not that hard to sleep with someone you don't love. My own mother, who gave birth to me. She asked me for too much money.
Precious looks at Joy.
Everything okay? Everything's okay? You're all right?
No problem, it's fine.
Are you sure?
Joy doesn't respond. A restaurant. Joy sits with the older blonde man. He holds a menu.
Found something?
Yes.
Now, man.
Pepper beef.
Found
the last.
A waiter.
May I take your order?
Yeah.
Pepper beef, please.
Yeah.
Okay, with the rice?
Yeah.
And you, sir? Bulgogi?
Yeah.
Sure. Something to drink. Two glasses of red wine, please.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Okay.
The waiter clears the menus and walks away. The man takes an envelope from inside his jacket. He slides it across to Joy.
A little surprise for you. Open it.
Joy looks in the envelope.
Wow.
Joy takes out cash.
You can pay off your debt. You won't have to do it with different men all the time. I have a great idea. We rent an apartment.
The waiter arrives with wine.
Excuse me. There you go.
Okay.
The waiter leaves. Joy looks at the man.
You live there with your daughter. You'll never want for anything. I'll shop for you. No one will know where it
is.
So the madame can't find you. Neither the authorities nor anyone else.
Wow, this is really generous of you. I mean, I didn't expect it. Thank you very much. Yeah. But I have to send this money to Nigeria because my father is really sick.
What's wrong with him?
What's that?
Yeah, they called me that he's sick and he's in the hospital and I need a lot of money for his treatment. But this really came at the right time because it's going to help a lot. And I have to support him. He needs to do a kidney transplant.
The money is so we can live together. It's for
we are here.
Our future.
Yes, I know, but you know, this started to happen since after we went to the NGO, you know? And I think it's like a punishment from the juju, or like a warning. So I cannot let him die, you know? Yeah, I have to do something.
This is that's ridiculous. It's nonsense.
Yes, the juju.
He has a photo of you.
This is not a joke.
They had a build for
he has your photo and money. That's all he cares about.
This is not a joke. I'm serious. I came from there and I know what it is.
If he is sick at all, it's just a coincidence.
It's not a joke. Okay, he's sick because of me and it's because of the voodoo.
I don't believe it. You send it to your family or you might even keep it.
He's really sick. And this is a warning, you know, like a punishment.
Yeah, this.
I have to do something. I cannot have this kind of money and my father is dying.
This is pointless. It's always about sending money, and now this story again. These are all stories. No, give me back the money.
This is over. We won't meet again.
Wir treffen uns nicht mehr.
He pockets the envelope of money.
My family comes first, you know. They are my priority, and I'm here because of them. I do everything I'm doing because of them. I'm struggling for them, you know. So you have your own family. You cannot leave. Are you going to leave your wife and your kids for me?
He looks at her.
It's best to end it.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't trust you anymore. I'm not sure what you do with the money. Maybe it's all an act. And you tell me your dad is sick. Let's end it. This is pointless.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joy gets up from the table. The man watches as she leaves. Night, the urban side street. Joy stands alone in a winter coat. She paces. She watches a vehicle go by. She rubs her hands from the cold. A vehicle approaches. It slows and stops at the curb in front of her. Inside the moving vehicle, Joy in the passenger seat.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, I know a good spot for us.
Platz für uns.
Why are you driving so far away? I have to walk a lot when I'm coming back.
I bring it back. Don't worry.
You know what? Stop. Let me out. I want to go out. Please stop the car. Let me out. Please stop the car. I want to go out. Can you please stop the car? I want to go out.
The driver pulls off the road into a wooded area. The headlights illuminate two men waiting. They approach the vehicle. The driver watches them. The urban side street. Precious stands on the curb in a winter coat. She rubs her hands.
Joy.
She runs across the street. Joy is limping. Precious takes her arm. A blonde woman runs up to them.
What happened? So should I call an ambulance?
No, it's okay.
No. Okay.
The woman walks away. Precious helps Joy to the curb. The apartment. Joy lies in bed, surrounded by Precious and Ma. A hand appears with a blue hot water bottle. Joy puts it under the covers on her lower body. The hand holds out a blister pack of pills.
Take two.
The man hands her a glass of water. Joy places it on a bedside table. She removes two pills from the blister pack. She puts the pills in her mouth and drinks the water. Ma takes the glass and places it on the table.
Don't worry, you are going to be all fine. I know you are a strong girl. And I know the pains you are going through. You will be okay. In a few days' time, you will be okay. The bleeding also will stop, and everything will stop. Okay?
Precious.
That's not helping anything. They're painkillers. They don't stop the bleeding.
Not bleeding stop.
She's bleeding. We need to take her to the hospital.
We need to call doctor. Take her to the hospital.
You have so many connections. Call someone who studied medicine.
Because she's bleeding.
No, she cannot go to hospital.
But the pills aren't stopping the bleeding. They're not magic. Call a doctor or something.
Precious, she doesn't have a visum. They can deport her. Do you want her to be deported? Or do you think I'm happy seeing her suffering like this? It's only a question of time. Do you know how many times they raped me in my own time? They even choked me knife in my stomach. All of you knows what you come here to do. In my own time, we don't know it. They just tell us you go to clean. This is how the job is in Europe. She will survive it, Joy. You are a strong girl. And if it is because of your father's treatment, I will give you the money.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's not a gift. This is business. You will give me back with interest when you start working, okay?
Later, Precious tapes a glossy magazine page to the wall with a quote from Beyoncé. Power is not given to you. You have to take it. Off-screen voice.
Welcome, madam.
Precious.
What?
Come, please.
How was your trip?
Ah, everybody is fine. You bring anything for us. I bring good health.
Precious joins Joy and Ma in the next room.
I saw
welcome
your
back,
family.
Ma. Welcome back, Ma.
Please go. Go and buy some foodstuffs.
Where?
You know what is not in the house here. Foodstuff. Buy some foodstuff.
Okay.
Bye.
How are your family?
They are all doing fine. You know, I saw your family. They are very fine, even your father. I saw your brother with a brand new car.
My brother.
Flashy car.
With a car.
Ma shrugs.
They have a rich daughter in Europe.
Joy looks down. She looks at Ma. Ma reaches into her bag.
I want you to do something for me, please. Tomorrow you will take Precious to this place.
Where is this?
As soon as you reach this train station, you call this number.
Then what happens to Precious?
The man knows everything. Here is the passport also.
So what happens to her?
She will start working in Italy now.
If you do your job well, I will reduce your debt.
Your money.
Okay.
Okay.
Bedroom, Precious with Efe, Faith, Joy, and Gift.
When you're there, you have to learn to keep quiet. Mind your own business.
Come on, girls. The place is not as bad as you think. People are living there.
Well, you've not been there.
I know, but people are living there. You should encourage her and not, you know.
It has no worry, yeah?
After when you're free, you can still come and see us.
Who's free?
She'll be 30 when she's free.
How many years have you been
now? It won't take long until you're free.
No, be encouraging.
Come on, be encouraging.
Yes.
Sorry.
Precious.
Do this
hurry up
fast
now.
How
long will it take you to get packed?
Please, hurry up. Let's go.
Precious packs her bag.
Precious, don't worry, eh? Everything will be fine, okay?
Let me hold my Precious before she goes.
Everything will be fine.
though?
Faith hugs her.
Oh, yeah, no. I'll miss you.
Gift.
Okay, you know what? Hug me.
You don't want to hug me because I tell you the truth.
Eh? You'll see,
you'll see that it's like I said.
Though?
No worries, you hear? Everything will be fine. Try and respect the people.
Chica hugs Precious.
Our little baby.
Safe journey, yeah? Take care.
See, don't talk too much.
Let's go, please. Let's go. Please, Daddy, take care of yourself, eh?
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Inside a moving train, Precious sits at a window seat. The metal girders of a bridge pass by, beyond, trees covered in snow. Across from Precious, Joy looks out the window. She looks across at Precious. The conductor approaches.
Any new passengers, please? Hello, any new passengers? Hello, your tickets, please.
Joy unzips her bag. She gets out train tickets.
Destination Lienz, two passengers. Thank you, have a pleasant trip.
Joy puts the tickets in her bag. Precious looks out the window.
Good afternoon, police, ID control.
Joy looks down the aisle.
Show me your passport, please.
Passport or ID? ID card, passport.
Joy gathers her things. She gets up and walks down the aisle, away from the police. Precious follows. They squeeze into the bathroom. Joy shuts the door. They stand still. Voices outside. Joy listens out the door. Onboard announcement.
Please pay attention to station announcements and departure boards.
Joy opens the door. She looks around. They step out.
Thank you for traveling with us. Goodbye.
Joy stands at the exit door, Precious behind her. The train comes to a stop. A brick tunnel. Joy on the phone.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, we missed the train. We have to get down because there was a police control.
Where are you right now?
We are in Salzburg in Bad Gastein. Should I take the next train and start coming?
No, you stay where you are. Stay where you are, and I'll come and pick you up.
Okay, we'll wait here. Yes, we'll wait. Okay. Okay, bye.
She looks at Precious.
Carry your bag, let's go.
Precious picks up her bag. They walk upstairs to the train platform. They walk the snow-covered platform, mountains in the distance. Dusk. They wait in the cold.
Can I just go? Can you give me my passport and I'll just go?
Which passport? And where are you going to?
She'll think that I ran away. She'll believe you. Police almost got us now.
So do you think that Madame will believe that police caught you? And do you think it makes any sense or any difference to her? If I let you go, I'm going to pay your debts. And why should I do that? You think it's unfair? For you to even think about it and talk about it, it's so unfair. So I should carry your cross for you, let you go and start to pay your own debt when I'm almost done with mine, right?
If both of us run away, you don't have to pay my money. She'll believe the police caught both of us.
They should believe the police caught us.
I'm not part of it. I'm not going anywhere. And besides, I've already paid my own. Almost paid mine. So
how long until you finish paying? Seven, 10 years?
I don't know how many I'm paying for.
Well, I'm almost done, and I will finish it very soon. And you have not even started. Okay? So we are not in the same shoe. If I run away with you, what happens to my daughter? For me, it's not an option. And I'm not giving you any passport. You're not going anywhere. I will deliver you safely to the guy when he comes here, okay? So forget it.
When is he coming? It's freezing.
You know what? Let's go and look for
somewhere to warm up. It'll take hours until he comes.
Go.
Come on.
They walk across a snow-covered street. They enter a pub. They wander in. Patrons drink at tables. They arrive at an empty table and sit down. Later, a waiter approaches.
Here you are, ladies. Some more tea.
He places it in front of Joy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The waiter goes. Joy and Precious sit silent at the table. The lights dim. Only candles on the tables give off light. Saint Nicholas arrives. He wears robes and a bishop's mitre on his head. Several attendants in costume follow behind. Joy watches as the attendants dance. Attendants wear fur costumes and masks with horns. The attendants sit on the floor as Saint Nicholas reads from a large volume.
Greetings. Thank you for granting us admittance. That shows you have a heart for old traditions. We bring only light, steadfastly opposing all the figures of darkness who keep even their own ones in chains. The seven deadly sins throughout the year are punished today. No one has yet established his innocence. Mammon.
An attendant near Precious.
For greed and avarice, you shall atone me.
Mammon, geiz und hopp.
Greed and avarice? Could it be there are some for you here? Envy and jealousy is what enrages you, Leviathan. You may have a chance to unleash your fury. Satan, you will get each soul. Of those who do not make amends over the next year.
From the table, Joy watches the ceremony.
Gertzel, kneel down with the gifts that we bear even for those who have sinned too. And back there, you have something for us, a little song. Let's hear it.
Let us be happy and of good cheer. Our hearts are filled with joy. Let us rejoice. Cha la 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 la.
This is St. Nicholas's Day. This is St. Nicholas's Day.
Fortune and happiness, the good things of life and none of the bad. That is our wish for you with all our hearts.
The attendants rise up, they dance. Joy and Precious sit and watch. The attendants dance out of the pub. Joy and Precious sit, silent. Behind them, patrons toast with beer steins. Outside, a man in a winter coat takes a passport and examines it. Joy and Precious watch.
Come. Let's go.
Precious picks up her bag. She walks to the back of a white van as the man opens the double doors. Two other young girls sit inside, bundled under blankets. Precious steps inside. She sits down across from the two girls. The man closes the doors. Joy stands alone. She watches the van drive away into the night. Joy stands silent. The screen goes black. The apartment. Several well-dressed women sit and watch as Joy presents Ma with a gift.
Madam, I have this for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, good. Thank you very much.
Madam, I want to say thank you for everything. For all your support and all during my stay here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You know everything I'm doing, it is for the betterment of you girls. Mm-hmm. Now you are free. You can do what you want.
Thank you, ma'am.
So
do you see?
She finished paying.
Don't forget that I still like you.
Still like you.
I know I'm sometimes not easy, but I like all of you, like my own children.
Like my own children.
Efe.
Because we bring you money.
Me with you. Joy, do you want to join the madams now?
It's not worth it.
I'm not even interested in that.
Better.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Gift hugs Joy.
Yeah. I'll miss you, Sha.
Efe hugs her.
I'm still here.
Let me collect the blessing.
Faith hugs her. Chica hugs her.
Thank you.
Madam, what about the juju?
When we go for the juju?
When we go and cancel the... Don't worry, I'll call your mother and she'll go and meet them.
Now your mother will go and meet them.
When?
Joy, I said your mother will go and collect it.
Okay. Thank you, ma.
Efe.
Better if you call now.
Ma.
Oh,
my sisters, come and help me. Joy is free. All these things, Joy paid for it.
The whole food
she paid for all this food. She said you should join me and eat.
Joy,
you'll meet a good man.
Your money, your
food. Your bag will be full of money.
Amen.
Efe,
do you want to become a madam? Now that you are free, don't forget what she did to you. You want to join these characters?
Another madam.
Pay your madam. Don't use your money to feed black boys, to cook soup for them and buy clothes for them.
Buy clothes for black boy. Not be so.
My sister, don't worry yourself.
It's not all about putting on expensive clothes.
Efe.
The others understand what we went through. So, Auntie, I try to respect you.
I said they respect you, so you take on like
that. Thank God your mother is my sister. If your mother were not my sister, the things I would do to you.
Go take your ice.
Efe.
Go sell me like Precious.
Please, eat. Go and eat something.
The women gather at a buffet table. Joy holds a passport in her hands. She looks lost in thought. Joy draws back a curtain. She walks into a dark room. She passes a bar fridge and approaches a set of double doors with windows. Well-dressed women sit around a young woman being appraised.
Nice. I like this one.
Just fresh. Fresh from Niger.
Fresh from Niger.
Fresh from Niger.
The man spins the young girl around.
I like them slim. I don't want the one that will go out of shape. In maybe in a year or so, she'll go out of shape after eating.
This one stays always young.
Then go for her.
Every year young.
I like her. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Turn around, let them
Jennifer. Great. You don't have to. I already like her, even from afar when you were bringing her. I like her already. So I like her.
Okay, like her.
Yeah. Come on, let me see. I just want to take a good look. Yeah, she looks good. Don't worry.
Don't worry, we'll touch you up a bit.
Upgrade.
Yeah, great. Jenny, good. So,
okay. We make a deal, okay?
Yeah, so you want to tell me how much? How much?
30K for you, just for you.
Just for you.
Seriously? No. That's too much.
You can make the whole money within three months.
This you know how we do these things. I like her. I can just take right now 20.
Okay, deal.
Good.
Deal, yeah?
Okay. That's my girl.
She hugs Jennifer.
But first of all, I hope you've already told her what she's coming for.
Believe me, she's a good girl.
Aware of what you're into? Okay, very good. Thank you.
She will not make any problem.
Good.
He leads Jennifer away.
Come with me.
A young woman stands up.
See the legs. This one's very good.
The man leads her to the women.
Wow.
This one is wow.
What's your name?
Tina.
Nice name.
Okay. How old are you?
18.
18?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's 18?
She's 18,
sir. You're really sure?
She looks 18.
Please, I don't want to put myself in problem, please.
Let me see.
The buyer strokes her buttocks.
I like the chip.
But she cups her breasts.
But no problem. I know how to do this one. But I know you're going to... Don't worry. You have to be a good girl. I'm a nice person, but you respect me, obey me, you enjoy me, yeah? Be a good girl. Please keep this one for me. If there's another one like this, let me know also. Yeah.
Okay. No problem. Come on.
He leads Tina away. He gets another girl.
Let's go with me.
This age.
The double doors open.
She looks
Ma enters. She locks eyes with Joy.
She needs
special training. Like Joy. Madam, welcome.
Wait.
So you two won't become madam now. No, I'm just here to look at what is going on. I don't even have that kind of money. I'm just looking.
Tell it to the bears.
This one is real African woman. She get them for back, she get them for front.
It depends on how smart she package. I like that.
An office. The consultant sits across from Joy.
If I testify against the madam, will she be arrested by the police?
Chances are quite good, I would say. The police has done a good job those last month. They've been observing her. They know so many things about her. But till now, nobody has testified. So you will be the first, and so chances are quite good that she will go to jail.
Afterwards, do I get a visa or a working permit?
Well, about your permit to stay in Austria, now that you're testifying, giving names, giving addresses, helping the Austrian state to get a criminal to prison, you know, then you've got really new reasons to apply for asylum, which does not mean that you will get it, I have to tell you. It will be a long asylum process. We don't know how it will turn out, but the possibility is there again.
And do I get some money? Like, do I get anything apart from the visa? Compensation or what?
We don't know where she hides her money, but anyway, we will try to get a compensation for you. So where are you living at the moment? Still in the apartment with the madame?
No, I found myself a small flat.
You're not hanging out with those people, right?
Which people?
The people around the madame, her friends.
No.
So you're not near the apartment and so on. This is very important, Joy, I tell you, because if you go to trial, you have to be very clear on which side you're on. You have to stay away from those people, also for your own safety. Because now that you've paid your debts, you are a threat for the madame. And who knows what she's capable of doing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are you very clear on that?
Yeah.
Joy sits, silent. Outside, Joy walks through a concrete passageway towards a street. At a bar, she sits with an older man. He looks at photos on a cell phone.
She's not my type. A little too chubby.
There's more. Her, for example.
She's too young. How old is she?
She's 20.
20.
Yeah.
Good workout. And when can you introduce her to me?
If you want, I'll bring her next week.
Next week? Okay. Yes. She looks pretty good. I hope that you bring me a good replacement for you.
And the finances, we settle.
Between us?
Yes, not with her.
No, the two of us.
Okay.
So you can bring her by next week at the latest.
Joy nods. Abara, Joy sits alone. To look as a man approaches.
What, Joey? That's okay?
She leads him down a dark hallway. They enter a room, the number 5 on the door. Joy closes the door. The man takes off his sheepskin coat. He wears a V-neck t-shirt. He gets out his wallet. He gives her a single bill.
There you go.
Can I have more?
What?
Can I have more?
What for?
For my sister. She's in Nigeria. She's sick. She's in the hospital. I have to send a lot of money.
Yeah. But, yeah.
That's a lot of money.
No, that's all I have right now. I can't give you more.
He gives her more bills. She counts them.
Yeah. Thank you.
She looks at him.
Good.
He turns away. Joy counts the bills. She drops the money on a table. She sits on a bed and begins to remove her shoes. Outside, Joy steps onto the street. A sign reads Baba Lu beside the silhouette of a pole dancer. Joy walks down the street. Two men in black appear around the corner of the building. They approach the entrance. One man pushes a button. They enter the building. Playground. Chioma pushes her sister on a swing.
Yay!
Okay, hold this.
Chioma continues to push the swing.
You can push her,
see? Chioma smiles. Joy stands beside the swing set. Chioma's guardian approaches.
Senior sister.
The children on a seesaw. Joy smiles. Joy steps up to Chioma.
It's okay, it's okay. Come on, come.
She picks up Chioma.
It's okay. Come on, baby. Come on. Hmm? Don't worry, I'll see you soon, okay? Don't worry, I'll be back soon.
Joy walks down a cobblestone street, graffiti on the wall beside her. She enters her building. Men in uniform meet her.
Good afternoon, Miss Joy Ogbede.
Yeah.
Please go in. We have a deportation order to execute.
Joy walks to her apartment door. She opens the door and goes inside. The men follow.
Pack up your things and come with us.
Now?
Yes, immediately.
Joy carries an armload of clothes. She drops them in a suitcase.
Let's go. Move.
Joy walks towards the door. She stops and turns back. The police escort her out.
Come.
The vacated apartment. The screen goes black. Parking lot outside a low building. Joy stands among a group of people, some with bundles of bill-sized paper. A woman carries a basket of bottled water on her head. Joy stands alone. Runs up to hug a man and woman, joined by others. The group is smiling as they walk away together. They pass by Joy. A woman counts out cash. She gives it to Joy. Joy gives her a bundle. The woman walks away. In the background, a live band performs. Joy walks towards an open audience tent. She walks outside the tent, holding up a bundle. Three young women in purple t-shirts and black shorts dance outside the bandstand. Joy stands outside the tent. She holds up a bundle, waving it to the audience. Among the dancers, tossing the bill-sized paper onto the ground. A dancer crouches over as a man tosses the bill-sized paper onto her back. A man in a black t-shirt and sunglasses tosses the bills into the air. Joy walks past a sign that reads, Amien Gomwan Club of Benin. She holds up a bundle to the people in the open tent. Joy stands facing the band and dancers. The large woman tosses bills on the ground. The man in the black t-shirt tosses bills in the air. Another man in a denim jacket throws bills in the air and onto the ground. Are surrounded by women in traditional garb, tossing bills on the ground. The man in the denim jacket meets Joy. He nods his head and walks with her. Parking area. Joy gives the man a piece of paper.
Okay. In 2 days' time, you come for your documents, and that same 2 days' time, you also saw an oath. That 2 days' time, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know if you understand this perfectly.
I understand you.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. So?
So I beg. 2 days' time, yeah, beg. Don't fail me, please.
Okay. Sure, it will be ready. Just come for your documents. And for the oath also, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
He walks away. Joy reaches into a plastic bag. She takes out a bundle. She walks into the distance. She walks further into the parking area. In the distance, she approaches a woman. The woman walks away. Joy approaches another woman. She walks away. Joy keeps walking. The screen goes black. Credits. Cast. Joy. Joy Anwulika Alphonsus. Precious. Precious Mariam Sanusi. Madam. Angela Ekaleme. Pious. Roommates, Gift Igwe, Sandra John, Chika Kipo, Ella Osaji. Written and directed by Sudabe Mortize. Camera, Clemens Hufnagel. Sound, Atanas Chokolov. Production design, Julia Libeseller. Costumes, Carola Pazzini. Edited by Oliver Neumann. Produced by Oliver Neumann and Sabine Moser. Other cast, Dr. Aziza Isabor, Glory Astamwan, Emmanuel Ajaya Akaslimbo, Ernest Omachugbo, Iwana Evelyn Nkechi, Joy Atomi, Jane Oko, Jane Smith. Copyright 2018, Freibeuter Film.
Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.